First Sunday of Lent Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Naught be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, in the day and the night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word, I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I thy true Son, thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I need not, nor man's empty praise, thou my inheritance through all my days, thou and thou only the first in my heart, High King of Heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of Heaven, thou heaven's bright sun, grant me its joys after victory is won. Christ of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. The cross of the Lord is become the tree of life for us. Psalm 1. Happy indeed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor lingers in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of scorners, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who ponders his law day and night. He is like a tree that is planted beside the flowing waters, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves shall never fade, and all that he does shall prosper. Not so are the wicked, not so. For they, like winnowed chaff, shall be driven away by the wind. When the wicked are judged, they shall not stand, nor find room among those who are just. For the Lord guards the way of the just, but the way of the wicked leads to doom. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The cross of the Lord is become the tree of life for us. It is I who have set up my king on Sion. Psalm 2. Why this tumult among the nations, among the peoples, this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke. He who sits in the heavens laughs, the Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger, his rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Sion, my holy mountain. I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son, it is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations, put the ends of the earth in your possession. With the rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar. Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with awe, and trembling pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish, for suddenly his anger will blaze. Blessed are those who put their trust in God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. It is I who have set up my King on Zion. You, Lord, are my salvation and my glory. You lift up my head. Psalm 3. How many are my foes, O Lord? How many are rising up against me? How many are saying about me, there is no help for him in God? But you, Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, who lift up my head. I cry aloud to the Lord. He answers from his holy mountain. I lie down to rest and I sleep. I wake, for the Lord upholds me. I will not fear even thousands of people who are ranged on every side against me. Arise, Lord, save me, my God, you who strike all my foes on the mouth, you who break the teeth of the wicked. O Lord of salvation, bless your people. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You, Lord, are my salvation and my glory. You lift up my head. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 5. Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness. But Pharaoh said, Who is the Lord, that I should heed his voice and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and moreover I will not let Israel go. Then they said, The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Let us go, we pray, a 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. But the king of Egypt said to them, Moses and Aaron, why do you take the people away from their work? Get to your burdens. And Pharaoh said, Behold, the people of the land are now many, and you make them rest from their burdens. The same day Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters of the people and their foremen, You shall no longer give the people straw to make bricks as heretofore. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. But the number of bricks which they made heretofore you shall lay upon them. You shall by no means lessen it, for they are idle. Therefore they cry, Let us go and offer sacrifice to our God. Let heavier work be laid upon the men, that they may labour at it, and pay no regard to lying words. So the taskmasters and the foremen of the people went out and said to the people, Thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go yourselves, get your straw wherever you can find it, but your work will not be lessened in the least. So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt, to gather stubble for straw. The taskmasters were urgent, saying, Complete your work, your daily task, as when there was straw. And the foremen of the people of Israel, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten, and were asked, Why have you not done all your task of making bricks today, as hitherto? When the foremen of the people of Israel came and cried to Pharaoh, Why do you deal thus with your servants? No straw is given to your servants, yet they say to us, Make bricks. And behold, your servants are beaten, but the fault is in your own people. But he said, You are idle, you are idle. Therefore you say, Let us go and sacrifice to the Lord. Go now and work, for no straw shall be given you, yet you shall deliver the same number of bricks. The foremen of the people of Israel saw that they were in evil plight when they said, You shall by no means lessen your daily number of bricks. They met Moses and Aaron, who were waiting for them, as they came forth from Pharaoh. And they said to them, The Lord look upon you and judge, because you have made us offensive in the sight of Pharaoh and his servants, and have put a sword in their hand to kill us.
Then Moses turned again to the Lord and said, O Lord, why have you done this evil to your people? Why did you ever send me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people, and you have not delivered your people at all. The Lord said to Moses, Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand he will send them out, yea, with a strong hand he will drive them out of his land. A responsory from Exodus 5. Moses stood before Pharaoh and said, Thus says the Lord, Let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness. The Lord God of the Hebrews sent me to you to say, Let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness.
A reading from the Discourses of St. Augustine on the Psalms, on Psalm 60. Quote, Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. End of quote. Who is speaking? It seems to me one individual, but let's see if this is really the case. Quote, From the ends of the earth I called to you when my heart was faint. End of quote. This shows that it is not one individual, except in the special sense that it is only one because Christ is one and we are all members of his body. What individual man calls out from the ends of the earth? The only one who calls from the ends of the earth is that heritage about which it was said to the Son of God, Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession. It follows that it is this, Christ's possession and heritage and body and one church, this unity which we are, which cries from the ends of the earth. What is its cry? As I have said above, its cry is, Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I called to you. This means that these words express my cry to you, and the expression from the ends of the earth means that it comes from every quarter of the world. But why have I cried in this way? Quote, When my heart was faint. End of quote. He shows that he is present throughout all the nations of the world, not in great glory, but in a state of deep tribulation. Our pilgrim life here on earth cannot be without temptation, for it is through temptation that we make progress, and it is only by being tempted that we come to know ourselves. We cannot win our crown unless we overcome, and we cannot overcome unless we enter the contest, and there is no contest unless we have an enemy and the temptation he brings. And so it comes about that this one who cries from the ends of the earth is faint and weak, but is not abandoned. He is not alone, because according to his plan in his own body he prefigures us who are members of that body. In that body he has already risen again and ascended into heaven, and so we, his members, can trust that where our head has gone before, we will surely follow. When he willed to be tempted by the devil, he figuratively transferred us into himself. We have just read in the Gospel that our Lord Jesus Christ was tempted in the desert by the devil, and that is exactly what happened. In Christ you were being tempted because Christ had his human flesh from you, just as he won salvation for you from himself. He received death from you, just as he gained life from himself for you. For you he received reproaches, and from himself for you he gained glory and honour. In the same way he suffered the temptation for you, and he won from himself the victory for you. If we have been tempted in him we conquer the devil. Do you notice that Christ has been tempted and fail to notice that he overcame the temptation? Recognize your own self, tempted in him and conquering also in him. He might have avoided the devil completely, but had he not been tempted,
he would have failed to give you the lesson of conquering when you are tempted. Responsory from Jeremiah 1. They will fight against you, but shall not overcome you, for I am with you to deliver you. It is the Lord who speaks. You shall not fall a victim to the sword, your life shall be safe. For I am with you to deliver you. It is the Lord who speaks. Let us pray. Lord, deepen our understanding of the mystery of Christ and make it a reality in the conduct of our lives.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.